Does traditional employer brand measurement still work? Sure, things like retention rates and cost of hire matter, but more often than not, these data points are not solely based on your employer brand. So how do you actually measure your employer brand? More importantly, how do you measure if the strategies you have put in place to improve your employer brand have worked? This is where the Employer Brand Index comes in. It analyzes what your employees, candidates, and alumni are saying about your company and quantifies these findings into a single number indicating what areas work and which don't. Want to learn more? Go to employerbrandindex.co.
Hey son, Svejsan, it's Jorgen Sundberg here with the Employer Branding Podcast. Oh yes, by Link Humans, London's employer branding agency. This week, we're speaking to the hardware side of a legacy tech company that's gone on to do great things in employer brand. Let's start the show. Ovidiu Voina, how are you doing?
I am well, Jorgen. Thank you for having me on your show.
Pleasure. So who are you and what do you do?
Right. So my name is Ovidiu Voina. I work at HP. I'm based out of Bucharest, Romania. And I am making sure that HP's employer brand is visible and well represented at every step in the candidate's digital journey. So I oversee everything from social media profiles to career website, blog, Glassdoor, job boards, while I also try to make sense of new technologies in talent acquisition. As a side project, so to speak, I also project manage the EVP refresh that's undergoing right now, and I'm pretty excited about it.
All right, sounds like you're a busy guy then. So tell us a story. So there's HP and there's HP Enterprises.
That's right. Yes, there was a split 2 years ago.
Okay.
I mean, a bit more than 2 years ago, yeah.
And what's the difference of the two companies?
Well, to put it very blunt and simple, we are the guys left with the physical components, physical products, laptops, printers, and 3D printers recently. We were somehow seen as the less fortunate child after the split. Oh. But I am glad to say that right now we are doing great, and the trajectory that we foresee is even greater in the future. So we've exceeded all the expectations, and somehow we've exceeded also our brother HPE.
Right. Okay. So could you describe the corporate culture at HP?
Right. So the corporate culture, let me put it this way. I think that if HP Inc. were to be a person, I think it would be a very successful person, but the type of person that wouldn't flaunt this success in front of everyone, but would be rather humbled by the success. On a less metaphorical note, if you want, I think that the lack of cutthroat competition is something that I like very much about HP. We are rather encouraged to collaborate and succeed together. There is a lot of trust and respect, and I feel that I am encouraged to bring my whole self to work, no matter if I work with someone on a local level or regional or even global or someone in a global role. On a personal note, I really like the fact that I have a lot of autonomy, and this is, I think, part of HP's culture as well, to encourage people to have autonomy in their roles. And that is exactly what convinced me to join. I not only wanted to have the freedom to pursue new ideas or technologies, especially in, you know, employer branding, this ever-changing field, but also to have the leadership's buy-in and support, the resources behind these new ideas. And I'm pretty glad to say that I haven't been disappointed so far.
Good. Okay. Right. So even the sun has its spots. So what talent challenges is HP Inc. faced with?
Mm-hmm. Yes, you are right. Well, if I'm thinking on the long run, I think that the biggest challenge is this shift towards a new, more flexible skill set across organizations. The shift towards hybrid roles, if you want. So just, you know, if you want, I can give an example. In the finance organization right now, we are hiring data scientists or automation specialists. So we are not, you know, looking only for accountants like, you know, several years back. Plus, we have the new 3D print technology. We are pioneering with, you know, tech developments in this space. So we need people who can operate with skills that most probably weren't taught or weren't part of any school curricula. So yeah, this is, on the long run, I think this is the challenge that we'll face. Yeah. On the short term, I'll just put it, you know, the simple way, it's engineering, from chemical engineers in Israel working on the next generation of ink to R&D people in Barcelona or Singapore, or, you know, fellow researchers in HP labs in the US. It's not easy to find these people.
Right. Lots of competition. Okay. And tell us about your employer brand strategy. How does this help you with securing this talent?
Mm-hmm. Well, what I like to do when I'm talking about our employer brand strategy is also bring the corporate brand into discussion.
Yeah.
Because I think it's very important. At least from what I notice, in a lot of situations, the corporate brand is even a stronger influencer in the decision-making process than the employer brand. And that's a powerful tool to leverage, especially when you're hiring engineers. The people who will build the products you're putting out there on the market, or salespeople who will sell those products. It's really powerful, and I've seen more powerful reactions when we combine, you know, the messages of the HP as an employer and HP as a consumer brand. And we are doing that. I mean, we've started, of course, in digital. It's pretty easy. You leverage the messages, the images, the products, the tie-ins with awards, and so on. But we've also brought this offline to our university events. For example, we partnered with the marketing organization. They're providing us the assets, the latest tech, the greatest gaming PCs we have, to display at campus events. And I think that's pretty exciting. I mean, it would be exciting for me. So for students, I'm expecting more than that.
Yeah. Okay. And do you have a formal EVP? You said you're developing now, now, but is there one in place already?
So there is one in place, but because of the splits, we are not using it.
Ah, right. Okay.
Yeah. And this is the first refresh after the splits. I can't share much around it now, but if you want, I can tell you a few ideas that we are considering.
Yeah.
If that's all right. Okay, so what I can say is that it will be definitely aligned to our reinvention spirit. And I don't know if return is the right word here, but yeah, I think a return to the HP Way legacy left by our founders. It was a bit of a surprise, I must confess, to notice this, that people like in 2017 and 2018, they are mentioning the HP Way in their Glassdoor reviews, in their LinkedIn comments, in their survey responses. Mm-hmm. But they are, so we are definitely considering that. Together with diversity, of course, it has been embedded in our culture since the early beginning, so it will definitely be something infused in a new promise. What else? I think, last but not least, it's the fact that working at HP means that we value you enough to support you for the long haul. I think this is a very strong promise that, or a very strong idea that we will be including in our people promise. So it's like when you join HP, the company will make sure that you have the opportunity to change and to reinvent yourself as the company changes and reinvents itself, especially, you know, nowadays when the market and all the trends are shaping the world so fast.
So, okay, so that's to be continued. We'll be launched soon. Mm-hmm. I'd be interested in knowing for you from a digital perspective, how do you communicate and activate employer brand campaigns without having that EVP defined? Do you just simply focus on different messaging? Or?
Mm-hmm. Yes, so that's one thing I do. We develop, so I start always from the client need, if you want. So mm-hmm. If someone wants a campaign, or if we hire a lot of, you know, salespeople or engineers or marketers in a certain region, I always ask recruiters and HR business partners, who are these people? What do they want? What type of profile do they have? So we've done this a lot of times so far, and we've developed custom messages for different target audiences. We have, if you want, some sort of personas, more or less, to help us guide in our communication.
Mm.
Plus, I have the idea that these ideas that I just said that I keep as, you know, guiding principles whenever we develop new creative assets or new campaigns.
And you've done quite a lot of work around video as well. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So yeah, you're right. We every, you know, 3-6 months we experiment with something new. This is a practice that we are doing on an ongoing basis. Last time, indeed, we experimented with video. We launched a career vlog, the first of its kind, to my knowledge, at least. The show's goal was to break down job roles for candidates in a friendly and recognizable format, especially for Gen Z and millennials who are used to watch videos on YouTube and this type of vlogs. Mm. And it was pretty exciting. The first episode got around 100,000 views on social media. You can watch it on our Facebook page, HP Careers, under the video tab, or on YouTube in HP's channel, Stand Up Job. This is the name of the show. What is different with this series is that from the regular career videos, I think that it really comes, the difference really comes from the fact that we had no agency or videographer involved. So it's less PR groomed and more human. The host is actually an employee, engineer, nonetheless. So this is another thing we find unique, especially as we both know that candidates value more the input coming from peers, people like you and me, than from company spokesperson or a business leader. Yeah. And we featured people from all levels of experience, from interns to global leaders, and from all sorts of fields like talent acquisition, communications, engineering. So yeah, it was a pilot. We learned a lot, and now we are taking it to the next level, considering a second season from a different angle, this different perspective, already working on that.
So describe a video. Would it be like a talking head, someone saying, "Hi, I'm Jorgen. This is what you know, day in the life of me."
The vlog, you mean?
Yeah.
What it was like. So actually, the host Anne, she had like a sort of introduction, like this one that you just mentioned,
mm-hmm.
And then she in the first episode she interviewed herself, but then on the next episodes she had one guest. We had a set of questions that guest would have to answer about their roles and also about their personal lives to get a sneak peek of who they are in their day-to-day life. They were shooting the video themselves, answering the questions, and had, you know, she always has these super funny comments on their descriptions, or, you know, she had these jokes at the end of the episode about, you know, recruiting or interviewing, or, you know, candidates' stories from interviews. So I think we mixed, we had a good mix of, very serious content like job description and what am I doing and what projects do I work on, and also something lighthearted like who am I, and you know, look, something funny to end the video.
So you've had over 100,000 views on this, which is great. Are you able to prove any results in terms of people being influenced by this and therefore applying or taking the job with HP?
Mm-hmm. This is a good question. So it was not our intention to recruit people from these videos. However, what the engagement that I've seen is people asking questions about other job roles. So this was happening. People were asking, like, I would like to learn more about what it's like to be a manager in a certain organization and so on. But the good side to these videos is that they are evergreen content. So we leverage them across channels, at campus events or on our career website or on our job search page. When people are searching for jobs and in engineering, they also get featured, one of these videos there if they want to learn more. So I think this is the impact that we were pursuing, and I think it's working.
Great. Okay. So, and if we look at your best source of hire, you guys work across social and career sites, mm-hmm. videos and job boards and so on. Where do you get the best quality applicants and employees from?
Well, if we are talking quality, I think it's referral. Mm. But the best source of hire for us is the career website.
Right. Mm-hmm. And do you have a referral program in place?
Yes. There is a referral program. There was also before the split, and it's actually undergoing a change, a big change right now as we speak as well.
Lots going on there. Okay. So have you got any hard lessons that you can share with us?
Yes. And it's, I think, the toughest lesson I've learned in this past few months is to choose the projects that I work alone on and those on which I involve everyone or lots of people. It's mainly related to our EVP work, where, for example, it's tempting, especially in a large organization, it's tempting to get projects done by yourself or with minimum involvement from tier one peers, because you're more agile, you move the project ahead faster with more ease and so on, right?
Yeah.
But when I started the EVP project, I really wanted an agile timeline to deliver on. And then as we advanced, I realized the impact it has on lots of other functions, not only in HR or talent acquisition, but also outside of these organizations. So I decided, okay, this means a more generous timeline and workload, but it's very important for the overall project to loop in everyone and take everyone's inputs and go ahead like that. On the other side, the video project that we were talking about, that was a good example of an initiative that I ran internally, exclusively on an internal level in talent acquisition, with help from Anne, the host, who's an engineer. But we only looped in the marketing team, for example, at the end for a final review to make sure that the video is brand aligned and it's in line with the tone, HP tone, and everything. So we moved faster with that one.
Great. Okay. Right. So that's some hard lessons. What would be your top tips for employer brand managers listening to this right now?
Mm-hmm. Sure. I think a lot of my thoughts around this are coming from a marketing perspective. I have a marketing background. So I think that the first and most important thing is to think like a marketer and don't reinvent the wheel. Look over the fence at your friends in the marketing organization and talk to them. Most probably you won't have to buy a separate social media management platform, or maybe you can share a design resource with them. I mean, these are just a few examples. The facts are that I am sure that there is plenty of opportunity. The second tip, I think it's related to education. So, and more than education, I think it's important that each of us in employer branding are experimenting with the tools and the advertising solutions and the employer branding solution firsthand. We can go from running an ads campaign once in a while on LinkedIn or wherever, try our hand at designing a social media post or write a copy once in a while. I see the impacts these things are having on my day-to-day experience. It's a lot easier for me to sell these solutions internally because I know how they work, what I can promise and what I cannot promise. I am better at handling objections and also showing the benefits to get people excited and they get their buy-in. So it just makes my life easier to have this direct experience with the solutions I propose further and I promote. And you said three, right? So last but not least, I think it's important to be comfortable, if not good with data, or have someone in the team who is. And it's also important that we ask this from the agencies that we work with and the vendors that we engage with, because a lot of the candidate experience is moving into the digital environment. That is, it's the kingdom of data right there. So it's very important from this perspective to keep up with the skill.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. So if we look around in the kingdom of data, how do you measure the impact of employer brand or return on investment? What metrics do you use?
Mm-hmm. Well, thank God I'm in digital marketing. I look a lot at the number of applications and the source of those applications. Mm-hmm. I also take into consideration the cost per application. I think it tells a story about each channel. In terms of awareness, brand awareness, I look at for growth in social media metrics like followership or engagement. And I also take into consideration the talent brand index on LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. I think that's pretty much insightful. I am also thinking about awards, but I have these mixed feelings. A lot of these awards are very focused on a certain region. They are very US heavy, some of them, or they focus only on a functional side of the employer brand, like how many channels you have and how diverse are those channels. So I don't see a lot of them assessing the creative side of employer brand. But on the award side, Glassdoor's best places to work is a strong example of that I would consider, that I would take into consideration.
And do you know what your Glassdoor score is right now?
Yes, I just finished the report today. It's 3.8 on a global level.
Okay, well, yeah. that's okay. You you happy with that, or are you going for five?
Of course. I think, we are scoring higher in areas where we know that our strengths lie, like culture. We have, I think, an over 4 score right there. And I think that that this overall score will change also with the number of reviews. We have a lower one right now, the split and everything, the profiles change. So a lot of data was, is missing right now from the equation.
Yeah, I can imagine. Okay, so if we look beyond HP Inc., who inspires you and why?
Right. Well, for a company, I think it's ING, the Dutch bank. Uh-huh. I don't know if you know it.
Yeah.
I find their digital transformation amazing and surprising. It's coming from a very risk-averse industry like banking.
Yeah.
They are integrating AI in their customer support. They have a seamless mobile experience. So I think overall, I think it's just a great example of, good use of technology to serve clients' needs. And for a person, I would mention Steven Dubner. He's an American journalist and a co-author of the Freakonomics book series.
Oh yeah,
I recommend them to everyone I meet, and you know, to everyone with whom I talk to about data, because this guy, the way he looks at the data and the conclusions that derive, you know, they always inspired me to think differently and be more curious. And the plus is that also he's the host of several podcasts, and I'm a diehard fan of those as well.
And you're on one now. Great.
Yes.
Okay, so what's up next? What's in the crystal ball? What do you think is going to happen to employer brand over the next 1 to 2 years?
Mm-hmm. Sure. So I think that there is a master field in, you know, in process of being born, a field that would think at a larger scale than employer branding. I don't know if it would be candidate and employee experience, but I think something along this line. So more than employer branding, also looking in the inside garden and how these two can be linked together.
Yeah, it's an interesting one, because some would say employer brand is a subset of employee experience. I would say it's the other way around. It's employer brand encompasses candidate experience, employee experience, and even alumni experience. But there's a lot of yes, terminology being thrown around.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. Yeah.
But, you know, hopefully we're all there to make the world of work a better place. Whatever labels we use
in time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. So final question, where can people connect with yourself and where can they check out HP's really cool employer brand?
Sure. So I am always happy to connect on LinkedIn. You can search my name, OVIDIUVOYNA. I know we have this in common. We share this, Jorgen. We have difficult names.
Unique names. Yeah.
Yes. And for HP, it's Explore HP for the careers blog and HP Careers for Twitter, Facebook, HP on LinkedIn. I think these are the main channels that we communicate on digitally.
Great. Well, thank you so much for your time, Vidya.
Well, thank you. Thank you as well. It was a nice experience.
All right, I hope that was useful. Everything Ovidio and I discussed will, of course, be in the show notes article, which you'll be able to find at employerbrandingpodcast.com. And are you interested in learning what the reputation of your organization is as an employer? Feel free to check out the Employer Brand Index, which is our methodology, our approach for looking at what candidates, employees, and alumni have to say about your company, all in an employment context. Check it out at employerbrandindex.co. That's employerbrandindex.co. And if you have any questions, comments, or feedback for me, feel free to ping me at jorgen@linkhumans.com. Okay, that's it for this week. Thank you very much for tuning in, and I'll catch you next time. Hey, door!
What if soy milk is just regular milk introducing himself in Spanish?